America Weekend is the place. Welcome. Glad to be spending some of the weekend with you, whatever you're up to. Valerie Smaldone and friends, and one of my friends is a culture expert, Al Kadabiani, founder of Culture Sonar. Great website. Cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do. And on today's America Weekend, Al gives us some insight into terrific websites to check out. Al?
We all know there's a website, blog, or YouTube channel catering to just about any interest you can possibly imagine. It's easy to get lost in the tsunami of online goodies, so we'd like to talk today about three really cool websites that you might have missed, but should definitely check out. We often hear that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and admit it, you've probably had cereal or pancakes for dinner, maybe more than once. So if breakfast is your thing, you need to visit extracrispy.com. To twist an old phrase, they're the champions of breakfast. According to Ryan Graham, the site's director, a bunch of breakfast-obsessed friends roped me into their coffee and OJ-soaked world, and we've been all breakfast, all day and night ever since. The site's a great place to dissect regional and international breakfast favorites like Swedish breakfast or Japanese tamago gohan, as well as articles about super regional American dishes like scrapple, goetta, and liver mush. There are also recipes and oddball ideas like the secret to making diner-style bacon at home, potsticker huevos rancheros, or stuff on a stick. If you're less of a cook and more of a breakfast enthusiast and scholar, you'll devour the stories on the 1977 orange juice boycott and the history of Taylor ham. But the most popular item on the site, and this should come as no surprise, is bacon. There's more there about this crunchy treat than we could possibly cover now, so just visit extracrispy.com and dig in. And when you come up for air, you might be ready for some belly laughs, so why not go to one of the masters, Rodney Dangerfield? According to his wife Joan, a bona fide innovator and entrepreneur in her own right, Rodney.com launched over 20 years ago, way back in 1995. Rodney was the first celebrity to personally own a website and create content for it. He interacted with fans who visited his site via an email me link, often surprising people with a personal reply. Some people say they bought a computer just so they could visit Rodney's site. He loved controlling his own outlet because he'd get upset when reporters misquoted him or corrected his grammar. After all, one word can make all the difference when you're trying to be funny. Rodney was also totally on top of every web innovation, the very definition of an early adopter. Real audio, pop-up videos, streaming, he embraced them all. Thanks to his pioneering efforts in cyberspace, Website Magazine named Rodney one of the most influential people on the internet. Rodney noted he was ranked higher than some guy named Bill Gates. When Rodney passed away, Joan suspended the website for a couple of years while she sorted through all of his belongings. Rodney.com was relaunched on his birthday in 2013. The following year, the site was nominated for a Webby Award. Visit Rodney.com now, and you'll be treated to an amazingly rich experience, full of jokes from the man himself, videos, archives, and assorted other treats. You gotta respect that. Are you the kind of person whom friends ask for a movie recommendation? If so, then head over to moviesmyfriendshaveneverseen.com. According to its creator, Nick Nadell, he produced the podcast on the site as a way of getting his friends to watch classic movies that they'd never seen before. Since then, he's published 45 episodes where comedians, writers, and folks from all walks of life have watched movies like The Goonies, The Empire Strikes Back, Independence Day, and many more, all for the very first time. Nick's smart and funny friends are great guides to the movies you may have missed, including some monster hits. Amazingly, Jurassic Park has been the most popular episode so far. It seems a lot of folks missed one of the biggest movies of all time. And while other films like Weekend at Bernie's, Labyrinth, and Pink Floyd's The Wall are less massive, you'll enjoy spending time with them, and the gang from MoviesMyFriendsHaveNeverSeen.com. So start with breakfast, end with popcorn, and have some laughs along the way. You can dig deeper and find other cool stuff to see, hear, read, and do by visiting our own website, CultureSonar.com, or our Facebook page, unsurprisingly named Culture Sonar.
Thank you, Al Kadabiani, and thank you for doing the research for us. I'm always looking for exciting new or maybe old that I don't know about websites or apps. So I'm going to ask you, Al, maybe down the road you'll do a good app feature for us on America Weekend. How's that? I'm Valerie Smaldone. Welcome.
With you. There's a hardy natural plant substance that appears stronger than cement, but it's still controversial here. Imagine a building material that's not only stronger than cement, but 6 times lighter in weight. Its prime ingredient, one of the oldest weeds known, and the weed itself isn't even used. We're talking about hemp waste mixed with cement. A French house builder says she discovered the ancient recipe from Egyptian archaeologists. And unlike traditional cement, which uses coal and medical waste and car tires for heat in its curing, this ancient Egyptian cement is not only hugely stronger, but 6 times lighter in weight and can be the world's green alternative. Except that hemp, a sister to the marijuana plant, is still labeled as, quote, dangerous to society. But given today's economy and environment, is that still going to be so true? From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer won 3 Super Bowls with the Cowboys in the 90s. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler who racked up 65 touchdowns and almost 12,000 receiving yards.
Michael Irvin, touchdown, Dallas.
So where is Michael Irvin now? Michael's been a studio analyst for NFL Game Day Morning on the NFL Network since 2009. He joined a group of former NFL stars, including Ron Jaworski and Mike Ditka, as an investor in an Indian football league that recently kicked off its first season. Michael also speaks to rookies about how to handle fame associated with being in the NFL.
We must stop letting the ignorance of our youth and our history prevent us from our destiny.
Hall of Fame advice from a Hall of Fame receiver. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.